If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
If I had to, you know, last night I did a, sometimes I get hired to do company calls for different network marketing companies or teams. And last night I did a call for a network marketing company. And, I was hired to do 4 1-hour calls. Call number one, we actually ended up doing almost 2 hours. But one thing that I said, if I had to boil down recruiting, if I had to boil it down to, if you want to be a super recruiter and a super builder in network marketing, and I was forced at gunpoint to give you just one sentence, that one sentence would be, say less to more people. Say less to more people. And by the way, if you're already on my email list, you will definitely get the interview next week, just so you know. So if I had to boil down recruiting, if I had to, now I can talk on recruiting for 40 hours, right? I mean, we did a prospecting recruiting summit last month, maybe, and it was a 3-day event all about prospecting recruiting. So I can talk to you about recruiting for 80 hours, but if I had to boil down to one sentence, it would be say less to more people. Connect with more people and don't give them your life story. Say a little bit, all right? Oh, sweet. Block party. Yes, awesome. Love blocking people. And so we teach people how to say less. And in fact, if you want to learn how to say less, because I saw some people ask that, you can register for our training at rayhigdon.com/cold market. And that does teach you that. One thing that came up in the interview that will come out next week is, if you're cold calling, if you're however you're getting the numbers, whether it's business cards, whether it's directories, whatever, however you're doing it, right? I'm going to encourage you to embrace the idea of fast disqualification, right? Fast disqualification. And so many people, if they get a human on the phone, they want to spend as much time as possible, right? They will talk to them, just nonstop. Right. And I got a live one. Right. And they'll just stay on the phone with them forever. And I'm telling you, that is not the way to do it. And in fact, when I was very, very young, when I was 18, I was in a telemarketing company and it sucked. Right. It was tough. But hey, you definitely got better at talking on the phone. That's for sure. And so, man, there's some interesting peeps on Periscope today. It's funny. But I'm here to tell you that say less to more people, fast disqualification. I am not trying to close every person that I talk to. And there's so many people that you'll run into that will never join your business, that will never be a customer. And it's smarter for you to figure that out sooner than later. And, so that's something that when you're cold market recruiting, you don't have to convince anybody. You don't have to convince anybody. You don't have to, if someone's being rude to you or a jerk to you or whatever, you don't have to try to convert them. You can just say, hey, thanks for your opinion. Adios, right? And so fast disqualification is something you should really embrace if you're doing cold market stuff. Highly encourage you to embrace that. Highly encourage you to, I'll tell people, I use if you've been following me for any length of time, you've heard me talk about using breaks in communication. So I'll use a break in communication if I'm talking to a cold market person to indicate that I am unable to stay here and talk with them for long lengths of time, but I'll grab their information and I'll follow up with them. Well, if they give me grief, over giving me their information, then all I do is I thank them and I walk away. I don't need to convert them. I don't need to convince them. I don't need to, you know, like, oh man, I really do need to, you know, try to convince you. I don't need to do that, right? I just walk away. And you, the more time you spend trying to convert someone who is never going to convert, it's frustrating. You don't need to do that. You know, there are more people out there that need a solution to their problems than there are people offering solutions. So if you're in a network marketing business, you have a solution. You have a solution for people to create residual income. You have a solution for people making extra money. You have a solution possibly for health benefits or whatever, you know, benefits your product, service, or opportunity represents. You have some solutions. Most people don't have solutions. They have complaints. They have gripes. They have, you know, lots of problems, but they don't have a lot of solutions. So understand, there's more of them than there are of us. So you don't have to sit there and convince every person you ever talk to or get on the phone. And that's my encouragement for you. Embrace the idea of fast disqualification. Embrace the idea that you don't have to convince anybody. And if someone's giving you grief, not a big deal. On to the next one. On to the next one. On to the next one. Show more people. So there you go. Little tip for you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.